And just like that, we're back. We are back. It's been about 2 months. Today is May the 17th. Last time we spoke, it was March 17th. Actually, this was during the coronavirus period, but I went on another hiatus, but I'm back. So what's up? How you been? I hope everything is going good in your life, even though we are down right now with the coronavirus currently. And I hope you are doing well. Me, myself, I've been holding it down, taking care of my family, fighting on the front line. Well, not necessarily fighting. I'm just filling in because I need the money. A lot of times people will say, come on, hold on, son. A lot of times people will say, hey, man, thank you for being on the front lines. You don't really need to thank me. I actually need the money. This is not volunteer service that I'm doing. But to all of those who are on the front line, thank you. But I know you need the money, too, as a fellow healthcare worker. There's been so much going on since the last time we spoke. They've given us these checks, or they've given out checks for the virus. What all has happened? So much has happened. Ahmaud Arbery, that's another one. Ahmaud Arbery that was chased in Georgia, just shot. And you know, let me tell you something. The saddest thing about that is, to me, man, it's just so ongoing at this point that, and as a black person, like, it's sad, but I'm so used to it that it's very difficult for me to have empathy at this point. It's like the norm. Innocent black man getting killed in the streets is damn near like the norm. It's like every month, every 2 months. And then right after that, that other boy got killed on the live, which was crazy. I kind of didn't feel, I'm keep it a buck. Dude was kind of wilding on the live, so he didn't get as much empathy as Ahmaud. Like, I'm like, bro, you wilding. He all on the live. Looked like he was wanting attention. Now, I'm not saying that warrants him dying, but I'm like, nigga, come on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way that I do. But the Ahmaud Arbery thing is just, it's crazy, man. I was just watching on the news, two black bears broke in the house. Two black bears broke into some white people's log cabin, and they got it on video. And all they could say was how beautiful those black bears are. And they laughed, and the news is showing it laughing. And I'm thinking to myself, if that would have been my black ass, I would have been 6 feet deep right now. I would have been dead, which is crazy. I just don't know. I just don't know. Also, what else has been going on? It's been a minute since I'm doing this. I'm rusty right now. I've been watching the news and everything going on. I've been keeping up with the Michael Jordan bio. What is this? The Last Dance. And I'll be honest with you guys, I'm over it now. I mean, the first two episodes was great, but the rest, I'm like, I stayed on it for about four or six episodes. So I'm like, I don't really care anymore. I'm over this, because I'm like, how much longer are we going to sit around and worship Michael Jordan? It's just, we a bunch of like guys and then just men just sitting around worshiping Jordan at like he a god or something. Like, don't get it twisted. He is the GOAT. But I mean, how much more dick holding can we do at this point? I get it. He was the best ever. He was great. And then, like, you just sitting up watching this shit, and every episode is just somebody literally sitting there just so delighted on how Mike shitted on him or dunked on him or did whatever he did or hit him in the face. And then, you know, Michael hit me, and I mean, I got much respect for him. I'm like, all right, dude. I'm over this, man. The thing about that Michael Jordan bio, they don't really get into Michael's dark side. See, Michael, to play at that level and to be that great, it comes with a definite dark side, like his hyper-competitive drive. Who wants to be around a guy that competes in everything you do? You know how annoying that is? You know what kind of an asshole you have to be to just be hyper-competitive with anything? Like if I blow my nose hard, you blow yours harder. Like you know what kind of I wouldn't want to be around Mike. Now, I like Mike as a basketball player, but as a man, I think that's where I will begin to differ. Like, you don't see Mike being an NBA analyst or talking to guys because Michael Jordan is an asshole. He's an asshole that nobody likes. And when I look at the documentary, I look deeper just into what's on the surface. Mike is clearly unhappy with his life, man. Look at his eyes. Look like he just wake up and drink Hen all day. His eyes are yellow like a cat. Mike looks miserable. Mike got all the money in the world, could do whatever he want to do. But Mike is sitting there looking miserable, like, I don't know what to do with myself. What am I supposed to do? And it is funny to me how he's so competitive, but he has the worst guy. He owns the worst team in the league. And he's just sitting up there looking crazy. So I'm quietly over it. Like, I get it. Yes, he's cold. I am a Jordan fanatic, but I don't really want to see it no more. Until Mike gets a life or talks about being human. Because on this, to me, he's not human. Michael Jordan is not human. It's like Michael Jordan sits in space or something. He's not human. But he shit and pee like I do. And I want to see more of that human side. You know? I want to hear him talk about wanting to have his powers back, because I believe he would give everything away to get his youth back. Now, as far as arguments are concerned about him playing in today's NBA, let me tell you something. If Michael Jordan was in today's NBA, Michael Jordan would average, I'm going to say about 60-some points a game. And that's just the way the game is set up. Now, I'm not heavy in the sports of basketball, but from what I see, and this is just me being a spectator, they don't stick any defense in the NBA. There, you know, guys are blowing by each other. There's not, you know, nobody can hand check or anything. And when you think about Jordan and what he did in the game, he was doing this way when they was hand checking. When you went into that hole, you paid for it with your soul. Like, you ain't getting no dunk without somebody trying to knock you out the elbow you. And now it just seems like in the league, now these guys are just blowing by each other, man. They don't care. They just running up and down the court. The only person that, just like when you look at LeBron James, LeBron James has a 1980s, 90s NBA body. He the only one in the league with that body. All these other boys are so frail. I mean, they like hella tall. But I could just see Mike blowing by them. And with that asshole mentality, with that killer mentality, I don't think these young boys could take that, because we're just nicer now as human beings. You know what I'm saying? Like, the NBA is more of a bro type environment. You know, people are nicer, man. It's not about being a dick to everybody. You know, and then too, I don't like with that style of play Michael had. I don't know who would sit up there and take all that shit off of him before the younger guys would just revolt and say, man, fuck this nigga Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just jump on his ass on the court. That's what I think would happen. So that's my take on the new Michael Jordan thing. Now, here we are, too. Now, I need to get back into this coronavirus thing. Now, here we are, coronavirus. We're going on, 90 days? Now, I don't know how many days. It's been a lot of weeks. It's been a lot of weeks, and I'm losing a lot of money. And states are starting to slowly reopen. At this point now, opening states and keeping them closed, it's becoming an issue of being, it's being politicized. You know, it's all political, because now the blue states are staying closed and you got red states opening. But what's happening is people don't care. Like, I think right now people want to get back to work and they don't care. I think a lot of people are just like, yo, if I'm going to die, I'm just going to die. I don't give a damn. Let me die. If I catch it, then God just go and throw me in the ground. Because people ready to get out the house. People are ready to really get back to work and get focused. Because the thing about it is, inevitably, if we stay in this lockdown for maybe 6 or 7 more months, I mean, like, we damn near in a depression now, but it'll get worse really, really fast, really bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, we will really be in a depression. And the thing that I say is this: when all the resources run out, when there are no resources left, when your Wi-Fi is not working, when your power is not working, when there's mass chaos in the street, I don't know if people will care about the coronavirus at that point. I don't know if they're going to care about the amounts of deaths. You know, like, I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it. So that's what's happening. So the country, we're going to have to get back to work. I've been working, you know, with people in the pharmacy, like, one-on-one. Like I say, I think I already had corona in March. Not March, but like in February, I think I had it. But I'll be honest, in Georgia, there's not been a significant increase in script volume. And there's been no significant increase in people in the emergency room or ICUs or being in these hospitals. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the hospitals are actually furloughing doctors, laying off nurse practitioners and staff, because the revenue that would typically come in is just not coming in. You know, the people are scared. People are still scared to go outside. So I just don't know what, you know, we've become in these 8 weeks. I don't know where, you know, like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I just know I'm ready to get back on stage. I'm, you know, ready to get in production for this new show, because I'll be on a new show with Amy Schumer called Love Beth. And that's still going down. And we had a great table read on Zoom. We read the whole season out with the whole staff. I mean, with the whole cast. And I can say, man, this is going to be a life-changing show for me. I can see it. And then, too, I also, on my YouTube page, my YouTube numbers have gone up substantially. I went to about 15,000 YouTube subscribers, and that was from posting the video when I won the Miller Lite stand-up championship with Kevin Hart crying laughing. So that's pretty good. So, you know, now I'm just trying to focus and get back to the grind. I took off, honestly, because I like I say, and I know I'm spotty with this shit, I just didn't feel like doing it. I've been bombarded. You know, people ask me to do these live comedy shows, which I did. I did like a comedy show on Instagram Live. I mean, it was cool. It definitely took me out of my comfort zone. And I mean, it was cool, but it's nothing can replace the true art of stand up. Nothing. So, you know, you do it. It's like you're just talking into the phone, which is what I'm doing now, essentially. But just that true stand-up grind is something else. Also, too, I saw that Boosie, man. We got to get into this whole Boosie thing. So, Lil Boosie was on live bragging about getting his son head for his birthday. And so his son was like, I don't know, 12 or 13 years old. And he got his son, he paid a grown woman to initiate, he got a grown woman to initiate basically a grown woman sucked his little boy dick. And I guess Boosie wanted to do this because he doesn't want his child to be gay. He feels like that's a way to make him a man. But what's so sad about it is that he's so ignorant and without knowledge that he really thinks he's doing the right thing and being a good dad, but he's not. And I mean, you talk about, what do they call it? Male toxicity. You know what I mean? Like, that's just male nuclear toxicity. Like, I'm trying to think of the word, but I can't get it. But like, that's sad, because at the end of the day, you had that baby raped. You know what I mean? Like, you paid that woman to rape that boy. And as a father, it's nowhere in the hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna love my son no matter what. And that's his life. But it's not my job to say, hey, I'm gonna get you a hoe to come suck you off. Like, that's sad. And that's gonna do irreparable harm to that child down the road. Because it's gonna, like, I believe mentally it's gonna harm the child. Because when you do things like that to a child, like, you're really messing their wiring up. You know, their wires are getting crossed. And they really don't know, like, what's going on. So I just think it's sad. And, you know, hopefully somebody need to sit down and talk to Boosie, man, because this is, bro, wilding with that one. I couldn't imagine coming on my daddy at the house. I'm 13. I need you to come in this basement because I don't, you know, I got something for you, boy. And I go down there, some grown-ass woman, and he tells you to take your pants off. She gonna take care of you. That would be the most awkward and humiliating situation that I've ever had in my life. And, you know, down the road, that boy is gonna blame the father for that. Because he's definitely gonna need some type of counseling. And for people that speak on it, like, yeah, D-Wade's son, Gabe Abusa, I said, man, that has nothing to do with it, bro. Y'all are comparing. Yeah, there's no comparison to that. So, it's just really sad, man. I just don't know. Hopefully, that brother can get some help. And then, another thing with sons and stuff. 50 Cent said he don't love his son anymore. I don't get it. I don't get how anybody can idolize a man. First of all, like, if I'm cool with somebody, like, you got to be careful who you cool with. Because if you cool with a motherfucker that don't fuck with their kids, right? If you cool with somebody that don't fuck with their kids, do you know what they'll do to you? If the man don't care about his own seed, what you think he care about you for? He don't. So it's quite ironic to me. Like, I wouldn't want no parts of no 50 Cent. Like, man, come on, man. You say you don't love your son, your flesh and blood. This boy look just like you. You don't love him no more on a podcast, bro? Because he showed up somewhere with your enemy? And the only reason he showed up with that enemy is because he's probably looking for attention from his dad. And I don't care if the boy is 23 years old. That's sad. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to have like a true mental breakdown because of that. That's deep, man. So I'm about to wrap this up. I'm out, coming to you from the comfort of my home. This has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. I'm out.